Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to rock,
on a double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Bye.
banger. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything. One for the trouble, two for the bass, She's my beauty queen. She's my everything.
Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can, bat it up.
Yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production. Mixer and mastering. Video production. Website.
website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired of them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hip-hop. Yeah. Hip-hop.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio, Mad Monday. We in the building, True West Radio, man. If y'all online, man, and y'all listening, man, give us a call, 323-642-1527. We up to make some offers. DAF Love, it's Edward, Young Girl Julia, motherfucking, I think that's Confetti. Monkey ass. 86.
Mm-hmm.
And sweeping.
Oh, God.
What's the business here?
Man, I'm going to tell you like my grandfather used to tell me when we used to be in trouble in the country. Come and get it. Come and get it.
I thought that's when y'all was trying to get food, nigga, when you call it for food, nigga.
Nah, that's when you come get your ass whipped.
See, come and get it. Yeah,
you know, hey, I called in early today.
It's a beautiful
Monday. So, you know, beautiful Monday.
Hey, your grandpa's talk. Hey. Say, grandpa talked like it was something to... A reward or something. Come get it, shoot. Oh, you had to pick your own sweet too.
Tear nigga ass up.
I just wanna
scratch the note. Ain't none of my adversaries going to the Super Bowl.
But you know what? I'm gonna tell you one thing. I told everybody else. We going to be at home watching one game. Y'all had to be at home watching four.
Hey, man, all I know, I don't know nobody, none of my partners, are bigger fans or a Ram fans. So all I know, you nigga, I'm passing the popcorn. Nigga, y'all going to be right there with the Budweiser in the popcorn too, or whatever you drink.
But look, though, we ain't got
man,
enough time to go out of town. The Cowboys, they done been to Cancun, France, probably Rome, Hawaii. They had enough time to go to all those places.
Man, look at it, man. We always, hey, take it out. Now, they always get their emotions up and hope up. Like they going to do something.
Oh, it's all good.
So what's up with the Pro Bowl? They still have a Pro Bowl?
Yeah, they got the Pro Bowl. It come on, I think Pro Bowl is next week, and then the Super Bowl is the week after that. I don't know why they do it
like
that.
I like when they play. I know, I like when they play after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what I like. I don't know why they do that now. They want to play the Pro Bowl before the Super Bowl. Hell, at least the motherfucker whoever wins the Super Bowl might want to play in the Pro Bowl. But if he wins the Pro Bowl,
right.
They ain't getting ready to play in the Pro Bowl. If they getting ready to go to the Super Bowl, that don't make no sense.
Right, that don't make sense.
Yeah. Fucking dicks. But what's going on, y'all? Tell me something good.
Man, what's up with R.I.P. Miss America? The little chick at
Miss USA,
like,
she jumped out the window.
Yeah.
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 She jumped.
Them spirits. Boy, I tell you. It's tough.
Is she supposed to be like some type of silver attorney? What's she doing? Pro bono work for, like, I guess people locked up or something?
Yeah, she did a whole lot of, like, she was doing all kind of, like, little attorney stuff for people. She was working with Kim Kardashian and all that shit. But I'm like, damn, what just make you want to just, first of all.
Man. Somebody could have made her write that note and jump because she wrote a note to her family. Somebody could have made her write that note and pushed her off there, man. Ain't nobody know.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. You know.
That's true like a motherfucker because, God damn it, I don't know. I feel like this. This is real spit. If I decide I want to kill myself, I'm just going to blow my brains out and leave it as that. I ain't jumping off the shit. Okay, so now your ass hit the ground and you live, you just fucked up. Go to a local building.
Okay.
Might have been in love. Might have fell in love with one of them prisoners. I don't know. That shit's crazy.
Probably did.
Somebody could have made her write the note and also. But if you think that, that's probably going to come out. Yeah.
That's
great
shit, huh?
Hey, remember, cuz I told you that owed me some money? I've been dodging me that's up there by you?
Yeah.
Why that nigga walk into the house today?
Oh my God, your house?
I was at my, yeah. Act like nothing happened, like nothing, like nigga, like nothing. I said, so, can't come in and say nothing to you?
God damn, somebody got some elements going on in the background.
That's not me.
I know.
That's confetti over there fumbling and shit because you know he can't see.
Nah.
He's knocking over the furniture and shit.
So.
Get on the way.
So, now, I take my sweater off. Nigga, that's an indication you about to get fucked up.
So what happened?
I had to put that nigga to sleep.
Oh, Lord.
I said, but I got told him, when I was hitting that nigga, I said, it's the principle of the situation, nigga. Period.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, this nigga owed me some money.
Oh, nothing.
And but ducking and dodging me, and then this nigga just walk in the house like nothing happened, like everything is A-OK. That's what he thought.
Well, you know, the thing about it is it's called principality.
Next time, nigga, I want my money. That's what it's called.
Yeah, it's principality.
Then I told that nigga, if you don't have my money tomorrow, I'm going to drive to Barstow and I'm going to dog walk that nigga all the way around the corner.
Wow.
You got to go give him a payday loan or something.
But you know, the whole thing about it is it's crazy because when people know they owe you money, you know, I remember one time when I was younger and I was selling dope and shit, right? And, and the police came. I had to flush some shit. And the nigga who I owed the money was right down the street looking. He don't even live in the neighborhood, but he was down the street seeing, like, goddamn, he was on his way to my house to pick up his shit, pick up some money. And the police was at my house. So that nigga just walked down at the corner and just watched. And so the police didn't find nothing or nothing like that, right? So anyway, I fucked around and, after the fact, you know, I called them, like, dude, the police just rushed in, you know what I'm saying? I had to dump some shit, boop, boop. They didn't take no money, so I still had a couple of, a little bit of his money. But the thing about it is, I called that nigga every day and told him, well, look, bro, I'm going to get you the rest of your money.
That's good business.
Do you know at the end of it, he said, Scratch, I was right there, I was watching. I didn't even know he was watching until he told me. He said, I seen the police at your house. He said, man, don't even worry about that. Let's just start fresh. Now, see, that's the thing that you do. You know, especially if it's a cool amount of money. I don't give a fuck if it was $5, $20, whatever. But don't dodge a motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Don't dodge a motherfucker, because then it seems like, you know what I'm saying? First of all, make it seem like,
you trying to pay me.
You're
trying to bullshit.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is what I don't understand. Everybody told you, if this nigga say he gonna get you, nigga, he's gonna get you.
Mm.
So stop playing with him.
And it's just a matter of time before you run into people that owe you some motherfucking money. You know what I mean? Nigga, I was in jail, and I was going to the mess hall. This nigga owed me some money. He was coming back from the mess hall. Nigga, I jumped out of line and whooped his ass right in jail. It's probably a badass idea that I did that, but goddamn it. I told him, every time I see you, I'm going to fuck you up.
How many days you got for that?
Huh?
How many extra days you got for that?
2 months.
Damn.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
I got a question for the youngsters that's listening.
So, I got a situation here. I got this cat I know. Now, we work together from time to time, you know, but she backed into my damn truck and knocked a big ass dent in the side of my truck. Now, mind you, it's an older work truck, but that's my damn truck, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I gave him the option to, he said, I'll take care of it, whatever. Now, that means either you're going to get it fixed or pay me the money or run it. You know, whatever. He said, no, before I do that, I'll run it through my insurance. They ain't gonna cost nothing. So bet. Now, it's been, 6 months or something. And I done gave him, you know. And so I ran into him at the Lowe's the other day. He looked like he seen a ghost. So he been really trying to duck me, hoping I'll just let it go. You know what I'm saying?
Get
I don't
about
know what
it.
He's thinking, but, man, listen. It's the principle. I gotta either do a hit and run report on him or hit and run on his ass. JoJo?
Mm-hmm. I would have flattened all four of that nigga tires. He would have left that parking lot. I'd have been hung out my money.
Well, he wasn't in the truck that he hit me in. That's the thing, because I wanted to block the man in the car to state trooper. Like, hey, man, I got it. I found the dude. You know what I'm saying? That'd been my plan the whole time, is to catch him.
It could have been his son's car, his wife's car, the aunt's grandma, nigga. That motherfucker would have been black.
You heard me?
Yeah.
But you know the thing about it is, see, if on that note, if it's like a legal, something legal, I'm gonna try to handle it the right way the first time. You know, a lot of people, they don't like calling police. I don't either. Because as soon as I get my goddamn name, the first thing they going to do is run my name, and then all this shit is going to pop up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So then another son of a bitch went and he bought the property next door to where I got my land, and he went to cutting trees down and throwing away shit. I had a generator out there and all kind of like my work equipment and wood and shit out there, and this joker done. He didn't get it surveyed, so he went and thought he was on his side. He over on my property cutting shit down and doing it, throwing shit away. And now I got to sue his ass.
Oh, hell no. I got to see you every day.
In they place.
Somebody moving. Huh? Somebody moving out.
And I ain't me. I ain't going nowhere.
I don't have no house there.
I'm
going to
burn
a cross. Mine's just an empty lot right now, just an empty property. And here's his too. But see, it's the principle. Shit.
Well, don't they supposed to have the surveyors come out there and see where the property line is first?
I got a lawyer on it.
Everybody
the surveyor, I got the surveyor, the owner, and the contractor all on the letter that the lawyer writing, because, yeah, the surveyor put the damn hub in the wrong damn place. So it's on his ass, too.
Yeah,
all
because the motherfuckers, the surveyors, they supposed to find out where your property line is and say, this is mine, that's yours.
Right. Well, they started clearing before they even got the survey.
Oh, Lord.
One. And then when they got the survey, he put it in the wrong place anyway. So I don't know who to blame. But somebody has to come up off of some shit, though.
Now, this is a twist to the story.
You know.
So I try to take it. I took him outside because I didn't want to do it in front of my three-year-old niece. You get what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want her to see Uncle out of character. So I took the nigga outside. I didn't know she opened the door and seen me mollywopping him.
This must be a chunk pain walk in. This nigga just walked in your crib like with no light.
No. Okay, let me explain to you. My sister was staying in Georgia. Came back out here. Bring this nigga with her. And I'm like, okay. You cool, nigga. But like I told him, nigga, you owe me money. I don't give a fuck about anything else, nigga. It's a trick. So when my niece see me hit him in the shit, she gonna tell me at the table, Uncle, don't hit me in the mouth like you did me.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking,
so,
man.
So this nigga ain't got no hustle,
like,
he ain't got no job. He must be a dope fiend, though.
No, he got it. This is the cool part about it. This nigga got a job. So how the fuck you didn't pay me? You get tips and shit every day?
You know,
he ain't trying to drop nothing. Ain't no effort, no attempt, no nothing.
The thing about it is once again, like I said earlier, if I owe somebody, especially if it's a significant amount of money, I'm going to make sure I keep in touch with them. You know what I'm saying? You know, because...
Oh, matter of fact, hold on. Let me go back, though, because I forgot something in the story. This nigga got paid. I told that nigga, pay me tomorrow after you get your other money. This nigga said he didn't get the other money, but the people told me, he like, well, I just gave him $80 more. So he couldn't bring me my money? Okay. That's what made it work.
Oh, so he playing with you then.
Look, you know what? I'm going to tell you some crazy shit.
Niggas be bad with money and just don't want to pay a nigga that you
know.
No,
I mean, they got other things to pay. It's a whole lot of other things that people do with money because, you know, it's crazy that, you know, I used to deal with a lot of artists. And then they felt like that they was getting ready to come over here and get some free studio time. You know, for a few people, I would be like, all right, well, you know, come on, let's do it. Just shoot me something. That's what I do to all my niggas. You know what I mean? These are my niggas, too. I ain't putting their name out there, but, you know, come on, man, let's do it. Just shoot me something, man. We trying to do the same thing. Let's do it. You know what I mean? Oh, them niggas ain't got that much money. But then, you look on their goddamn Facebook or something, them niggas is turned up somewhere. Y'all come on through. I got the weed. I got the drink. You know, y'all girls come on through. Because that be more important than what the hell we trying to do as far as making it, you know, some music shit.
You can do all
you
that,
I mean?
But you can't afford studio time.
Right.
But I'm like this, though. Okay, bro, it's not that hard. You can't deal. Especially if you a hustler, my nigga. If you a hustler, I mean, you just prioritize, bro. You making money. Money coming and going. You going to take care. You knocking shit out. But if you a dope fiend, are you a nigga that's playing?
No, he ain't a dope fiend.
My nigga,
fiend.
You
no,
playing.
He not a dope fiend. He not a dope fiend or nothing. And this is another reason why I told that nigga I socked him in his motherfucking mouth and put his ass to sleep. Because you paid everybody else that you owed. And you nigga, and the principal, like I told him, you only owe me $20, my nigga. But you paying niggas $200, $150, but you couldn't pay me $20?
Well, you knocked a nigga,
now,
you knocked a nigga out over
$20,
but I understand
$20.
It.
But it's funny that he didn't pay it. So that's funny both ways to me.
I understand it. Because
I had a homie knock another homie out over a quarter.
Nigga, the whole thing about it is...
Nigga, you don't have to disrespect me for me to handle him for $20. $20, I'd be like, nigga, move around, my nigga.
$20 for 3 months.
3 months.
And he laid that boy out for a
$20. I ain't finna whoop no dude ass over no $20.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you something.
You know,
like,
paying somebody else
$200,
though.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why I fucked him up, because you're paying everybody else their money, $200, $150, but you didn't pay me $20.
I mean, you know, bro, I know back in the cab, you know, nigga, we was in the park, we about to scratch for a nickel. I get it. I get it's a principle, but I guess it's me being 40, so my nigga, if I got to get out, it's going to cost me more money for me to get out this trouble than I'm going to get in for
$20. But see, the thing about it is, confetti.
The motherfucker going to have cameras and everything. See, I guess
you
burn
more than
realize.
$20 worth of energy when you whoop his ass.
Listen to this. The thing about it is, a lot of us, especially L.A. motherfuckers, it's the principality of the goddamn situation.
That's the principality of
me too,
LA.
That shit,
man,
that shit everywhere, nigga.
Over, it's a nigga up here, I beat his ass because I had a cornerback, and I sold it to him for $100. He didn't give me no money. I finally seen him outside next door in my neighbor house. He gave me $60.
Nigga, I've been scratching
behind
the chest
for the longest. So I'm driving down the street, and this nigga on a bike. Nigga, I banked the corner and stopped the car. As soon as that nigga came up, I gave that nigga the business over my $40.
I done been scrapping over a pencil. I know. I understand the principle.
It's the principle of it. Because the whole
bro,
thing about
I guess
it,
I'm
who
at
you
this
think
age
I am?
In life, man.
Who do you
my,
think
my
I am?
My homeboy giving age in life, my nigga. That's
Check
all I'm saying.
This is the thing, though. But this is the thing. He
my homeboy.
He could have said something to me.
Yeah, that's true,
got a
too.
Homeboy from L.A.
Instead
right.
of
you
just
mean,
ignoring
yeah, I mean, don't
you.
Get me wrong, bro. You
wait,
know,
wait, what'd you say? You
let me tell you
something,
my
LA
nigga.
What?
I grew up in the hood. I understand it. Some niggas ain't going to let nothing slide.
No,
but
that's
me
what I'm
trying
saying. I got my
partner.
Go ahead.
From
LA, right?
He hit a,
hold on, y'all.
He hit a dude in the mouth. I don't know what the altercation was about, but he you know how this is what I learned. He said, you know how nasty somebody's mouth is just from, you know, just the plaque into my teeth. When you punch him in the mouth and hit their teeth, it poisoned. Mm-hmm. It poisoned his hand. He down there lost his hand slapping that dude in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Over, I don't know what it was, but. Yeah, you know.
Well, that's the thing. My daddy taught me that you're not supposed to try to hit people in the mouth. That's going to mess you up more than it messed them up in your knuckles and everything. If you're going to KO somebody, you hit them in the damn jaw.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I missed that.
I'm a jaw motherfucker. Because if I
hit
you in the jaw, nigga, the right way, your lips ain't going to move.
Nigga, he got hit in the mouth, the jaw, on both sides. I know that nigga ain't gonna get
you the
$20,
man.
Damn.
Man,
this is the thing. I'm a laid back person, but I'm active still in the
Marquee.
Street. But don't play with me when it comes to, don't dip and dodge me and sit here and say, all you have to do is say something to me. That's it. And I told him that. Every
See,
time I hit him, I told him.
I keep laughing because I understand that. And it's like I'm not even a hateful person, but it just pissed you off. And it started bubbling after a while. Like, this motherfucker really going to ignore me. Like, on every subject, on everything. Like, don't act like you don't see me.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. I can go from 0 to 60 in seconds. I understand.
But this is the cool part about it is. All my family that was telling that nigga, like, look, you walked away lucky. Because that nigga wasn't mad. He was mad, but he wasn't mad. The last nigga, he broke his jaw in two different places. He didn't do you like that.
Well, see, I'm going to tell you.
I totally understand people
out there in Radio Lab, we ain't condoning no violence.
No.
Don't nobody out there to think that We supposed to just be whooping on people. But sometimes it's the principles of the whole thing. When people sit up there and they play you, okay. It's just like somebody owe you some money and they say, oh, look at my new flat screen TV. Or somebody say, look at my brand new car.
Boy, when they pull out that iPhone, it's time to give it to them.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just a different nigga. I don't want nobody to see me do no shit. So I gotta catch a nigga when it's just me and him.
But I'm not wasn't gonna do you no good, because then that'd be a step.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't need no cameras though. All that camera action people around, I don't want nobody to see me. I'm gonna show up.
Okay, well see, this
when
is the thing.
Me,
somebody gonna
I'm
see
not worried about where it happened at. Ain't no cameras in there. Ain't no cameras right there in where it happened at. So I'm not worried. If it was, I don't give a fuck.
It's like
but
this.
But honestly
man.
Though, what type of person know they only owe you $20 and keep walking around you? And keep pulling out money and keep... That's somebody who wants
you to
say something
to
them.
Nigga playing with you. Nigga trying to play with you. You know that's what it is.
That's
nigga,
yeah.
Nigga might
with
think
that
you ain't
job.
The nigga you... Nigga trying to play with
and,
you.
And look, it depends on...
Nah.
It de-
man, he
it,
playing
it
with you. He just don't respect
it. It depends
exactly.
on...
But I'm saying, but
where your level of respect is. Because there's a couple of people that owe me $20 a year or whatever. I'm like, man, I ain't even worried about it. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about it. That means that you just ain't going to have a part of anything that I do. I ain't got to fuck with you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I always say I was doing it by myself.
But
that's different.
What'd you say, Fox?
You said that you saying that's your brother-in-law though, right?
Oh, somebody my sister took in when she was in Georgia and brought him back out.
Oh, she took him in.
And I'm trying to put him up on, and the cool part about it is, I'm trying to put him up on game about how things go out here. So this nigga got some cornrows. Went to the corner store. And a nigga pressed him about his hair. And my niece had to say something. Not him, my niece.
Wow.
Hey,
what up,
Viv? Hey. Like I said, I just got on air and, you know, and I heard everything everybody was saying. And it's a perfect time to tell this story. And this is something that I haven't even told anybody. But this shit just happened to me just recently. Really, before the new year even came about. But I'm going to make the long story short. I was living with somebody that I had been knowing for damn near 2-3+ years. And knowing the type of situation that motherfucker was in and knowing how my hustle game is, I did for me, I did for him, and I did for his stinking-ass dog. You know what I'm saying? Even though, okay, this nigga, he paranoid, schizophrenic, or whatever, and he ain't really all the way, you know, in there. But with me being there, I felt like, okay, well, I have to pull my weight, and since you slacking, but you my friend, so of course I'm going to look out for you, and I'm going to take care of you just because of the simple fact that I'm there with you, okay?
Right.
But at the same time, okay, I'm giving you my half of the rent, you know what I'm saying? But don't get it twisted. Don't think just because you got a motherfucker staying with you that you can sit there and take my shit and then fuck off all your money and then look at me and expect for me to do every goddamn thing up in that bitch. And that ain't even my house, Okay, I hurt the nigga pride because I feel like, well, damn, nigga, this is your shit. Why do I have to sit here and tell you what to do with your shit? And long story short, when I told that nigga I couldn't be there anymore, that I would not be able to give him any more money, even though this nigga was drunk, he got drunk and stupid, and don't you know, this nigga went ham on me. He literally punched my face into a fucking pulp.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all know how Emmett Till looked.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Y'all knew how Emmett Till looked in his casket. That's how my whole fucking left side of my face looked.
Oh, Lord.
You gonna let that nigga
have it. I put this on my kids. I put this on Allah. That nigga jumped on me because I did not want to give him no more fucking money. And the fact that he blew off all his fucking money, that's the reason why he was looking at me. And the fact that I didn't want to be there anymore. What other hustle you gonna have when come next
month? Did
your
sister with him?
I was about to say,
I'd have told him, let that nigga have it.
No, you know what? And everybody said that, but see, it really ain't trying to put my shit or my business out like that. But nigga, look, I'm on probation.
It was just like I was saying earlier, I want to keep my name out the police mouth as much as possible because they can look and see my record. But at the same time, you being on probation don't mean that, okay, just whoop my
you
ass and
take
everything
ass
is fine.
Exactly, because now that's a battery,
I'm saying all that to say this. Okay, yeah, I could have did a lot worse, and as a matter of fact, I know exactly where motherfuckers stay. I can still go up there to that motherfucker house and beat that nigga in.
We're going to handle
with
it.
No problem. Do it. But my thing is, this person was supposed to be my best friend. And everything that I have done for him and his house and his fucking dog going out there hustling when I should have been hustling money for me and my livelihood. But I'm sitting there, I'm trying to take care of me, you, and this house. You feel what I'm saying? So, but then you want to sit here, you want to act brand new, like a bitch ain't never did nothing for you.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell everybody. You know, motherfuckers really don't have no best friends. This has got a lot of people that you hang around a lot. You got a people that you've been knowing for years and all that stuff. Because I could actually say I don't have no best friend. You know what I mean? Best friend is going to be there with you. I don't give a fuck what. And there's been a whole lot of people I call my best friends that won't do a goddamn thing for me if I'm in a bad situation. So always remember, niggas, that's my best friend. Mm-mm, you ain't got no best friend. Because even your best friends are turning on you.
Y'all should have seen my face, bro.
I'm glad we didn't, because we probably would have had to just go on and, hell, I'm from
Cali.
Okay,
we'll all be in jail.
We're like, well,
and I ain't
all
never
of us
been
sitting
before.
In the courtroom and we get caught.
I'm going to tell you this.
Not me.
There's ways to do it. There's ways to do it, and you won't go to jail.
But of course, and I know that too. But the thing about it is, I'm sorry you had to go through that. You know, and I mean, hell.
But I'm just saying, Lord, see, like, what I mean, with the year 2022, like, do anybody know the real true meaning of fucking loyalty?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think
yeah,
the word
Tyler wants
to
be loyal
real.
To the stupidity. You know what I'm saying? Tyler wants to be loyal to the stupidity.
Real done lost its meaning. Because anybody
right,
can sit there and be real. Or act like they real and act like they loyalty, but goddamn, I mean, motherfuckers out here walking in clowns too. You know, I always say real ain't real no more.
That's all that is.
This is what it is. Nobody, see, we're cut from a different cloth. And as the cloth go, it got shorter and shorter.
Yep.
You got these niggas calling OGs, that's 20, and been out in the street and being shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to listen to the motherfuckers that got wisdom, that done shit, that going to help them benefit from it or better their lives. They rather listen to a motherfucker that go tell them to do 25 murders and get a name for yourself. Instead of doing something positive.
Loyalty is
real
hard to find. It's real hard to find loyalty.
That shit don't exist no more.
If you ain't got loyalty like me, if you ain't got loyalty
how I'm loyal to myself, if you ain't real like I'm real like by myself, then no.
Like, as a woman, I learned, over the years, you got to look at how motherfuckers treat themselves, male and female. Like, if they don't love themselves or they don't give a fuck about themselves, you can already imagine how they going to do you, no matter what they say. Even if they really do love you, that don't
real.
Matter if you don't love yourself first.
But look, Sweet Pea, check this out. Some people love themselves too goddamn much.
That too, yeah.
They love themselves too much, so if they love themselves too much,
that
means they
don't
give a fuck about nobody but themselves.
I don't give a fuck. You goddamn right. I'm not finna give a fuck about nobody
first,
else
though.
But myself.
Right.
Especially when I've got that
you can't afford to. But see, the thing about it is, you got the narcissist motherfuckers out there who only think about themselves. They don't give a fuck about what happened to you. They don't give a fuck about what happened to him. They don't give a fuck about nobody but themselves. You got to give a fuck about somebody other than yourself.
Right, right, right. You know what? That's
you
gotta
why we're telling people. You got to give a fuck about somebody other than yourself.
That's what I'm saying. You got motherfuckers who don't even give a fuck about themselves. You non-social.
Now, a nigga who don't give a fuck about
himself
damn sure ain't
going to
give a fuck about you.
That's
you know, that's why one thing
is
hard for me to tell people.
I give a fuck about myself. But
it's hard for me to tell people.
You already know, nigga, I'm there.
It's hard for me to tell people I love them. How can you tell somebody, how can I tell you I love you, then I got to take it back and go to war with you? Ain't no love in war.
It's a whole lot of love.
I love you, my nigga.
You don't know how many
people. I got love for you, my nigga.
Now, you don't know how many people is actually in this goddamn world.
I mean, but was I wrong for pulling his whole card? I mean, because really on the cool, I did hurt the man's pride. I hurt his pride. I hurt his pride because, nigga, you got a whole motherfucking house, and I'm standing your shit, and I'm doing more for your house than you are. So,
no, you're not wrong. The whole thing about it is, because, see, sometimes, you know, depending on the person, you hurt a motherfucking nigga pride, it hurt worse than a goddamn gunshot. You know what I mean? And then, it ain't no cause for him to whoop on you because you said, I'm gone. Was it something different? Was it a deep relationship, like y'all was actually sleeping together or something like that? If it wasn't that, it wasn't even no. That wasn't worth it. Be like, all right, you go. I help you pack.
My daughter, I told my daughter, lay that nigga down. Lay that bitch ass nigga down. Boy, you won't get no pants. Well, nigga don't get no pants from even not being no man. Bitch,
I'm
ain't getting no pants.
Man. What we going to do, we going to play a couple of songs and we going to continue this conversation, man. Two West Radio, y'all call in. We on some deep subject shit tonight, you know. Nobody had
cool.
If I would have been anywhere close, I'd have came down here and I'd let that nigga have it. I'll let you know now. You know what I'm saying? True West Radio, man. Let's get this shit in, man.
And I hate to make it like this, because this world is such a, and when I say this world, I don't mean an ideal, I mean everyday, everybody back off. You know, everybody's like taught that from school, instead of us just being like, slavery's bad, bad white. I mean, all right, let's stop that.
Richard,
I wish I could just stick my head in the dirt like an ostrich. The pain that I've seen in life, it hurts to watch it. The places that we go at will make you have to tote that. And if it comes to you or them, don't be scared to pop it. Man, why don't see some good kids turn from the Bible and join up with them hood kids just for survival? Get the hold of a rifle and he vows to keep it with him. To him, it makes more sense to be a fugitive than a victim. Find himself our surroundings, exposed to the shadiness. No turning back after he tastes blood like a baby pit. Caught up in the craziness of inner city living, where the odds are more in favor of us ended up in prison. Where the night air brings nightmares and gunpowder aroma. It's a struggle trying to live long enough to get a diploma. We sit on the corner, anticipate our demise. Tell me when it's over so I can open my eyes.
Let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over?
Pillar or take a pill or some way to deal with the daily drill. Struggling to pay these bills. My baby's ill, my lady still bitching about dishes I left in the kitchen. To that shit I'm not trying to listen. She missing the point that laying off is my position. Every day I pray that I don't get a pink slip when my shift is. Now that's the pressure on a man with a family to support, and they struggling cause he can't bring no chips in. So all that fussing for nothing, it got me 38. Pardon the dirty plate I left in the sink. I just need to think, I just need a drink. I'll pour me a shot and I'll make it a double. Give me space or I may get in trouble. I'm like Neo, you making me hate that I love you. I may never be in the place that I was with you. I'm better off taking the L or racing the W. It's a losing battle, relationship struggles. It got me like, damn.
Let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over?
I've been stressed so much, that's why I'm rolling, stay coughing. Straight up out the mud, and I'm cleaner than my block. So I don't need your love, I've been flipping Mr. Guapo. When I lost my plug, I was still up on the block. So even back then, I was saying fuck Bible. Yeah, I sold some drugs, it was all for survival. East to the west, yeah, you had to hold your Bible. Forget if they don't like you. I grind like I lost my dog. I lost my dog. Whoa. I lost some homies, I so lost some plugs. So lost some plugs. Whoa. I be tripping sometimes, it's a drug, sometimes it's drugs. I'm just living this life in this mud. Ride around the city like, who can I trust? I guess it's just me, BMG ain't got a bug. West side, east side, it's all love. We all gon' ride, it's all love. Step around the corner, bunch of niggas saw one. Lady, I been on one, she feeling to blow one. Money dancing back to back like Soul Train. Got me shitting on them like Kevin Hart on Soul Plane. Straight up out the mud with the bullshit. Money on flood, so I locked in like a full pit. Lost so many homies, got the homies on the pulpit. It's a cold game, Jack Frost can even feel this. Yeah, everything that I touch is gold old school. Fuck around talking, get folded like clothes do. I keep it rolling like the ghost folks. Spark up, get ghosts like the six folks. I be rolling down big, rolling down Crenshaw, smoking on the stick. Yeah, I keep it real, but they fake it in the wig. Shit, I can't lie, shit, I'm trying to do it big, low-key like Q-Crib. When the wheel stops, you gon' see a nigga change. I'm just treating you the same, so you can see your games. She be talking to me like a nigga froze summer. Friend be acting funny like a nigga stole from her mind game. I grind like I lost my dog, I lost my dog. I lost some homies, I show lost some plugs. I be tripping sometimes, it's a drug. Sometimes it's drug. I'm just living this life in this mud. Ride around the city like, who can I trust? I guess it's just me, BMG ain't got a bug. West side, east side, it's all love. We all gon' ride, it's all love. My nigga in it coughing. I've been stressed so much, that's why I'm rolling, stay coughing. Straight up on the mud, and I'm cleaner than my flock. So I don't need the love, I've been slipping Mr. Guapo. When I lost my plug, I was still up on the block. So even back then, I was saying fuck father. Yeah, I stole some drugs, it was all for survival. East to the west, yeah, you had to hold your Bible. But get up, they don't like you. Had trust issues all on my way up. I keep my bitch at my foe, yeah, she stay up. Go and trip, then it's to your face like makeup. I'ma still shine, no chain, yeah, no Jacob. I ain't know I'm a problem. Oh, why, I'm a problem. I just know they hate, cause they can't ride the wave. They wanna lock my body, throw my mind in a cage. Cops steady knocking at my door. I don't give a fuck, I didn't even hide the drawer. Got a line up on my mind, shit, I need to hide it for. Damn it, I be tripping, I left some work on the store. I just wanna grow, and ain't just talking no. I grind like I lost my dog, I lost my dog. I lost some homies, I show lost some plugs. I be tripping sometimes, it's a drug. I'm just living this life in this mud. Riding around the city like, who can I trust? I guess it's just me, BMG ain't got a bug. West side, east side, it's all love. We all gon' ride, it's all love.
I got a mansion by the lake where we can escape. Sex appeal and you sick with a little old weight. Baby, I drive diesels, make the bumper shake. You dealing with the boss, daddy, I stack cake. Separate from the fake, time to matriculate. If you don't wanna be with that loser, you ain't got it. I could build you a crib in the middle of Nevada. Pulling up a Bentley's, jumping out of Prada. Sexy boss chick, 10 carats on the wrist. Move your hips to the bass drum kick. Ain't a spot on your body that I won't kiss. Loose lips sink ships and they cut so swift. Ask anybody, I'ma plead the fifth. I know your friends don't understand it, but baby, don't panic.
100, try to you bad. New waistline and I won't show.
It's your night, put the champagne in the sky, live your life. You ain't gotta go home to the fuss and the fight. I could be your teddy bear, mama, squeeze me tight. You can wake up to the sunshine with love in your eyes. Glow like a butterfly, no sweat on your mind. Calling into any time, I'ma get the feeling right. The grown ass man, he ain't gotta never lie. Trust
invest in the plan. Grab my hand, let's break to the exit. Take this chance, after the night end, you gotta love a fair friend. Rolling with a millionaire, throw your worries in the air. Hit the red carpet, paparazzi waiting there. Hot like lava rock, you don't need to Photoshop. MySpace, Facebook, baby girl got a lot. Sexy thick beaver, licking on the lollipop.
I know you bad, Lil Wayne Klein, and I want your He got a whole lot in common. You got a man and I got a woman.
You already know what I'm trying to do.
Keep it 100. I gotta keep it 100. Yeah, keep it 100. Yeah.
All I want to do is go there with you, girl.
From the club to the car to the hotel inn. If you want, baby, you can bring a friend.
What up, man? What's going down?
Oh, man, you know the usual business, bro. You ready?
Let's
hit the club, club, my man. Let's do this shit, man.
Oh, nigga, I'm up here with Rob 90 OG. Nigga, that's the business, nigga. We already dressed. We about to hit you up right now, nigga. We'll see you there.
Now, Norma Lee J. Norma B. At the lab, with his pen and his pad, with some gin in his glass. But my girlie done floss me again, and I'm mad. Connect with my homies, hit the 110 when we smash. And crack that fresh pipa, hen in the bag. And twist that dodie up, my friend in a tag. I'm rolling an intro pair, but I pretend it's a jag. We four niggas with show figures, but take it from Jason. It's temporary, cause we go get us. Now let's go get us. Couple go diggers, they see. We in the club at 9, cause after 10, it's a P. Crack a grin, come with me. I'll keep my Mac in at a minimum, cause my momentum render them useless. And I'm exclusively abusive. The rag MCs that suck like two tips. Why you me mugging me and it's a club full of hoes. Gonna snatch you up a couple and hit the dance flow. I'm in this club to promote my cuts. Otherwise, I really wouldn't give a fuck. Somebody keep farting and these drinks is too high. And the bouncer's getting at us like they're ready to die.
Hey man, you better get your motherfucking hands off me. What's wrong with
up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. We in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? Up in this club, club.
You should have stayed at home if you didn't come to dance. But I bet you take a drink if I ask.
Hell yeah.
I know you would. Damn, you look good, but your attitude is fucked up. Coming to the club, acting to Diddy and stuck up. Or is it that your girlfriend is your girlfriend? And since y'all licky licky, you don't dance with me. You act like I'm asking you to come and bounce a bed. Niggas honking you all night, heads on straight to your head. A few years ago, I would have put you in your place. Oh, your ass wanna drink, it would have been right in your face. I'm just wasting my time, chasing after a dime. A nigga's a little bigger, but she a boogie with a nigga. Adios, hope you need to come out of your shell. Just remember, bougie niggas don't slang dick as well. A high-class bitch who won't give you no love. But the ones you passing by is the ones that wanna form.
Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. We in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? Up in this club, club. Excuse me, miss. I'm witnessing that thickness and the sickening. Let me get that shirt. And perhaps in the future, maybe I can get that clit and tickling.
What the fuck you say?
Maybe I can get you a quick drink. She said, nigga, no. Turned away in the discussion. And I was less than a match. Cause in fact, my boots was busted. My crew disgusted. Matter of fact, they got hot. But I remain cool. Cause in my pockets it's a knot. And in my brain it's a plot. That I must remember to remember. Cause after December, that's when I drop. I keep it pushing. Crack a smell like a cracker down. And after a while, you can see me crack a stack.
Oh, okay, it's like that. Oh, watch BT in a couple of weeks. face, you gonna be kicking your own sister's ass.
Up in this club, club, we in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. We in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? Up in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. We in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? Up in this club, club.
Yo, this Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday. Ugh.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
Welcome, welcome to the true. West nigga. Welcome to the true. West nigga. Welcome to the true. West nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie K-5. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, you're gooey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
True West Radio. I love that shit, but that shit is crazy as fuck. True West Radio, man. We back in the building. Do the call. 234-215-97. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be here for another 45 minutes. Hold on. I got y'all covered, man. I'm sitting up here laughing at JoJo singing and shit. Motherfucker DJ Hill, bro. This ain't Julie. Oh shit, Gavin, Gorilla Soldier,
ABC,
Sweet Bee, JoJo Loco, and damn, I never, who the hell is this down there, 323-972, who that is?
Nigga, it's the King Magic.
What up, Magic? You been? I had you open. You didn't say nothing. I didn't know it was you, brother.
Hey, man, I've been talking shit the whole time.
Oh, yeah, I did hear you talking some shit.
I've been talking shit the whole time.
God damn. I don't know. They need some levels so I know when people is talking, I know what number is coming from.
When old girl was really talking, I really was really talking shit because
it's two, always two sides to a story. We heard her side. We ain't heard his side.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't give a damn, but ain't no goddamn side for you to be socking a woman up.
Nah, you ain't supposed to be
socking
a woman.
Now, if you hit me, I'm going to knock your ass out, but I ain't got to sock you out.
Nah, I'm going to slap your ass so hard to where you feel like I just socked your ass. You're gonna be, ooh, shit.
Hey, you don't ball your fist up to hit no goddamn woman, man. Now,
see,
we,
I dealt with a nigga like that before. He had mental problems.
If that bitch hit like Tyson, you better shoot her. Shoot her.
Well, man. Well, you sock him up. If a motherfucker hit, sometimes it's reflexes. Because I know one goddamn thing about it. If my mama hit me, my reflexes stop. Because I ain't going to hit my mama. I ain't going to hit no woman. If a woman hit me hard enough for me to feel it, I'm going to fuck her up. I'm going to sock the shit out of her ass. Maybe. Maybe. I'm just going to say maybe. But you know what? The good thing about some women, they was taught, don't hit a nigga unless you want that nigga to hit your ass back.
Right, that's what I taught mine.
And that's the way my wife did. My wife said, I ain't going to hit you because I know you're going to hit me back.
When I first got to Dallas, man, you know, I used to be in Louisiana. The W's would be fighting all the time. Man, when I got to Dallas, we go at the club. Man, it'd be about 30 chicks on one chick. Right, 20, like they brought their whole hood. Nigga got to get out there and fight with his girl.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, you can't just be, hey,
nigga
girl
ain't got no choice to be
up.
Out there with his
Wait
girl.
Wait a minute, cuz your girl can't be getting fucked up and you just gonna stand there? Well,
Dallas, that's how you used to beat, dog. I ain't gonna lie, I used to see that shit. I should be like, God
Wait,
damn.
So a nigga stand there and let his girl get beat the fuck down?
Hell no. Nah. That nigga got to get in and get in the mix. That's what I'm saying. That nigga got to be in there trying to knock him. It's not going to be Tina.
On my goddamn wife, nigga. I'm throwing hoes. Them hoes going to be flying around like nigga this.
Nice to see that shit. That shit
I probably won't be trying to fire on them unless they get too rowdy, but no, you got to get up over her.
Maybe 10 or 15, but right now you're going to be slid when it gets you
I'm
right.
I'm going to tell you, see, that's the thing about a whole lot of people. Niggas won't help another motherfucker. It's crazy because I was thinking about it. I don't know. I was thinking about it. When I was playing the last song, one day I walked to the store. I lived in the mountains and shit. I lived in Altadena, and that shit's steep like a motherfucker. And it's a little walk. So I was walking back from the store. I got my beer, and I see this other dude walking down to the bus stop. He got on a suit. He got a briefcase. He's smiling like a motherfucker. And I thought, I'm like, this nigga crazy. And some Mexicans, like four Mexicans, pull up in the car, jumped out and start welling on this dude. My instincts were like, what the fuck did he do? But then I start thinking, this nigga's in a suit. This nigga got a briefcase. So I'm like, fuck that. Nigga, I politely put my beer down. I politely put my beard down and commenced to slime these niggas. They didn't even see me coming. I creeped up behind them while they beating up on this cat. And I just started letting them niggas have it. Bap, 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 bap. Bam, they jump in the corner and roll. And I'm like, dude, you all right? Because he was on the ground in the bushes, though. And I was like, man, you all right? He said, yeah, I'm cool, man. I was like, do you know them cats? He was like, nah, it was just some random motherfuckers trying to fuck with this cat. But was on his way to a job interview, and he was happy because it was his second interview, and he knew he was going to get the job.
Right.
Luckily, he wasn't fucked up too bad. So he went on. I went across the street. I grabbed my beer and went back to the house. But point being is, motherfuckers don't help people. People don't help people. I mean, you can. It's kind of fucked up if you help somebody who deserves to get their ass whooped.
Right, right. That's the whole deal. You just don't know. You don't know what you get yourself into when you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
hey,
like what the fuck this motherfucker done did? If he did something, is, or this a drug, he done jacked these motherfuckers, or he done killed somebody, that they just trying to get big leg back. And you like, hold on, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's,
you know what the fuck going on
even,
in these streets
even
out
cops.
Here?
I knew what the
hesitant to get into situations.
I knew
too,
with the black dude and them essays, he ain't do nothing wrong. That nigga was just happy. He was on his way to the bus stop. He was smiling. You know, he was looking good, you know, nice and shit. And these niggas jump out the car. That ain't right.
That shit ain't right. It means me and my partner was sitting in the car listening to some music in the club. We was in the club parking lot. And these little dudes, man, we call them mop heads, little dreadhead. And they jumped out of the van. And there was a younger female, probably in her late teens, early 20s. And, man, they was knocking. They was hitting her, chasing her across the parking lot. Like, one had hit her, and she had stumbled before she could fall. They had lift her back up with another blow from the other direction. Like, she never jammed her foot in the whole time. They would just beat her up. And we sitting in the car, like, helpless, because I'm like, man, if I had to, something on me, I would get out and confront these dudes. But they probably got it with them, you know what I'm saying? So what can we do? I'm just like, man, is it? I think me and you might have talked about that scratch before.
We did. But I was like, damn, man,
I'm helpless, man.
It's fucked up because, see, when you get into some situations like that, of course, you don't know exactly what you want to do, how you need to do it, or something, because the whole thing, I'd be like, dude, I'm sitting in the parking lot and these dudes is beating this girl up. I had to call a 50. I ain't no 50 calling ass nigga. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But what you do is she done set one of them up, because some of these motherfuckers, bro, these some of these chickens ratchet than a motherfucker, bro. You know, one thing about me, when I'm out across country, and I've been in plenty of them young chicks, but the motherfuckers are set you up, get killed, get robbed. Man, them youngsters be trying.
You know what?
Trying to sleep.
You never know what the fuck's gonna happen, but I don't want to see no woman getting beat the fuck up, my nigga. I don't care what the woman's happening. I don't care what she done. I couldn't do it. Whether you male or female, if you don't get your way or you don't like the way things going, your first response is to put your hands on somebody, that's the problem right there. Because men do it and females do it too. It ain't got to be no reason. You ain't got to do nothing
wrong.
Women kill.
Women kill, but women
kill
too.
Hey,
we
talking
about
help.
Y'all know what I just posted on Facebook.
If a motherfucker decide to help somebody and you don't know if they deserve that ass whooping or they don't. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
that's the only time I just knew that.
My cousin partner jumped out and helped this dude. He was beating this chick, right? He jumped out there. I mean, he was a little young. He's still young man, you know, in his 20s, early 20s. He jumped out to help this chick, and a boyfriend was beating him. See, they both came back and did the drive-by on a nigga and killed him out here in Dallas.
See, those are the things. See, sometimes it's karma. You do stupid shit, that karma kick in like a motherfucker right when you don't expect it.
But what I'm saying, you telling me this cat went out there and helped because the nigga was beating his girl. So the nigga went out there and jumped on him. You know, they stopped him. And then they both come back and shot that nigga.
That's just fucked up.
That's what I'm saying, bro. A lot of these chicks, and I, you know, I be trying to like, come on, man. You never know. You know, but you can say, you know, when people react a certain way, when they haven't done something. That's one thing you can say. A lot of times these chicks, they'll react in a certain way when they didn't do some verses.
Motherfuckers react to certain things. Some people just don't have the heart, or they don't have the state of mind to fuck around and this motherfucker needs some help. God damn, but then that nigga just fucked around and killed my little sister. That's why he getting his ass whooped or something like that. You never know what the fuck it was. It's just people have hearts. A lot of people have hearts. And then we was talking about loyalty earlier. You know, loyalty is a big thing because when I walk around this neighborhood, I speak to everybody. Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Hey, how you doing? And so, hey, how you doing? And I try to do that because I want people to know that, damn, that's a cool motherfucker. So if I'm in a fucked up situation, I hope you come and help me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that's why I guess everybody, all the neighbors,
yeah,
hey, how you doing?
We all know loyalty is a lost commodity in these days and times.
Well, of course, because, you know, it's almost like we were talking about common sense the other day. If you don't turn that card over and activate your card, your common sense ain't activated. Common sense is a motherfucking terrible thing to waste.
But see, just by you speaking to everybody and everybody knowing that about you, that say a lot about your character. So when people try to come at them with some bullshit, they might understand, they might listen or take heed, but they're not gonna, you know, they're not gonna hold that against you because it's not your character. That's not what they know of you.
You know, if you got common sense, that means you got many characters. It's not like you, like, got multiple personalities. But you know how to deal with certain situations in certain different ways, depending on what position you put in if it's a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing about common sense is know how to change up. Say, I will fuck this nigga up. That's what you're thinking in your head. But you have to go and flip somewhere else in order for you to try to make some, make this motherfucker make sense. What the fuck is going on?
Man, sometimes you be like you saying about
you, okay,
fucking somebody up, man. You just, man, you know, without thinking about it, you can look at shit in a fucked up way. You know what I'm saying? That's when you're angry, bro. I just learned a lot of times, you know, a bad misunderstanding give me bad reactions. I try to avoid that. You know what I'm saying?
When you go, if you ever been in front of a judge in the courtroom, your demeanor is nothing like it is when you walk out of that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So when you walk up in the courtroom, nigga, you change. When the police pull you over, you change.
When
they got a gun to your goddamn back, you change. You gonna change. Everybody change. If you got common sense, everybody change because you just can't go running that same goddamn road that you do and you can't do it to everybody anywhere. You get what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, life is different. I mean, you get, you know, people, you know.
I'm just saying. Those are the things.
Nowadays,
everybody
ain't even common.
Huh?
Nowadays, common sense ain't even common. A lot of people lack
it. Right. Common sense ain't
common. They didn't activate their card, man.
Well, they didn't activate the card.
When you got your common sense card, flip it over. Call the number. Whatever you got to do. People just don't have it.
Hey, you know, a lot of these motherfuckers just don't. I was thinking about this shit earlier. Like, the one thing I had to learn is dumb shit. Like, nigga, I can get as many as I want, and I grew around this dumb shit. I just grew up around it. But I had learned one thing, man. At 25, like we talked about the other day, I thought I was going to be dead or locked up by 25. A lot of these youngsters, they accept death. And you know what I'm saying? I say they accept death, or they accept locked up. They're going around with a mentality that I'm going to do life, or I'm in the bed. Man, so you got to know when that's dumb shit. Nigga, I'm going to do life. I'm trying to get some money. Nigga, you on the road of, I'm going to do life, or I'm going to end up dead. So we got to change, but that, you know what I'm saying? Like, more to life than that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's accepting it. And there's a lot of young motherfuckers. That's what they accept. You kill somebody. It doesn't mean you're a man, man, bro. This could be out of me, and I don't mean you smart.
Check this out, my nigga. Me and Scotty was talking a few days ago, and then, you know, we were talking about how can we change, you know, like, dumb shit, you know what I mean? And guess what my goddamn answer was? We would never, and nobody on this, nobody would never, ever, 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 ever stop what's going on right now. Now, I told him, all you got to do is speak, and then if one person, that's one person less. Maybe that one person can spread the word, but this should have never stopped happening.
You know what?
I feel like
things are
changing because the internet helped us.
You say the internet?
Yeah, it's a lot of young people who got a lot of money, and they making money doing whatever they want to do. Like, they don't have to be a gangster. If you want to talk about video games, you can talk about video games. If you want to talk about science, you can make a channel talking about science, and people go and watch, and people getting paid, and that's changing some things. But,
you know what?
I mean, everybody ain't there yet. But it's
you know
changing.
What? Check it out.
Because it's a lot of young black people with money now.
Yeah, but they got money, but they ain't got to be out there doing dumb shit.
Right.
No,
right.
They ain't
but
doing
you know
dumb shit because they got money.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm saying.
Out,
other motherfuckers
that gangster
do
shit.
You show me you want this doing. I mean, most of them is dumb because they got money and doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
Name
exactly.
NBA Young Boys, Kodak Black, all these cats running around with all this money. They weren't giving out these goddangers. So we're going to give you $100,000, $200,000 a show when Scratch Nim was out there. They gave you a bologna sandwich with no meat. And now you're getting all these bags and then turn around going to the pen doing dumb stuff. Cut the eye.
You know what? At the same time, they made
an
example of themselves for everybody else, though, that's coming along behind them, all of their fans and shit. Like, you know, I'm saying niggas is getting trust funds and they investing and stuff like that and all that other dumb shit. They still
that's
do it, but you see what
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, most of them buy jewelry and cars and they ain't getting the repo, but they leasing the jewelry anyway. They go to them jewelers and get fake diamonds on lease.
Hey, look.
$200
a fake diamond. Hey, look. I was telling these motherfuckers, I said on the show what before. I'm going to have, like, 7 motherfucking scratch chains that's fake, and I'm going to have 1 real one. So that's when you go to the events, you wear the real one, but you wear the fake one around. I give that motherfucker to somebody. Oh, my God,
yeah,
he gave
I'm
me this
wear
scratch
chain. I'm going to wear the real one in public.
You wear the fake ones in public, and then you wear the real one when it's time for you to get on stage or go to some kind of event or something like that. Hell, even doing the event, I'd be like, here, take that motherfucker and put it up. Look, give me the fake one. I'd be walking around with the fake one. Shit.
Yeah, I'm just going to invest mine in a Draco. With no change. So then if you think you're going to rob me, you're going to be practicing and I'm going to rob you.
Hey, man, hey, that's a damn shame. We shouldn't be on that at this age. Hey, nigga, take a chain, nigga. Hey, especially when you got money, you know, money beyond money. But, hey, I still look at, like I say, about all the gangster shit. A lot of niggas be talking about, it's different types of gangsters, man. And I look at it, and I'm just saying that West Coast stuff, bro, to me, that's like a sport of gangbanger. It's like a sport. Like, where the money, my nigga? I feel like when we came up, a gangster is about his money. We were hustlers. That gangbanging shit, if you ain't banging for life, I mean, like, I don't know, man. It's like a sport. And to me, it's like the sport of going to jail for life and the sport of ending up dead. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, my nigga, like, where the money? Get the money, my nigga. These niggas I came up with, I'm saying, bro, that was millionaire, half a millionaire. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
nigga.
Yo.
And that's why I was about to talk about when JoJo was saying, when I was 17, bro, I got my first bro. OZ. I got my first OZ, right? I gave a nigga my income tax. I fronted a nigga something. I came back to the big homie. I said, man, I think I might have to hurt this nigga. The nigga told me, he said, my nigga, he said, nigga, rule number one, learn
hey,
how to
bro,
eat a loss.
Get your, cut to the chase, bro.
But what I'm saying is,
give me the short verse.
All I'm saying is, you know, nigga, when you after millions, some shit, bro, you gonna eat some losses. You gonna eat some losses. It's part of the part of life.
Of course, I'm going to eat it. Let me see. I need a. I'm making this track. This is so hard. Oh my God. I damn near want to jump out the window, the motherfucker. That shit is coming out so good. Y'all want to hear?
I might
want you to send it to me.
Hold on.
Hell yeah, let me hear.
Let me see. I got to go over here. Let me go over here first.
Hold on, let me get by the window.
That nigga said, let me get by the window. What, you got a blow?
I don't know. I'm gonna see what I can do over there.
Let me see.
I believe I can fly.
Huh? I believe I can touch the sky. My turn to sit up.
Next,
you're
gonna be singing a great American hero.
Hold on. Let me see. This is time.
My apologies. My apologies.
Like the Tim C type shit.
Uh-huh.
Say what?
Sound like some Tim C type shit.
I don't know. No,
all type shit right there.
I like
that's
that.
That's a
compliment. Oh, well, I'm going there. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. But, yeah, I'm, man.
You know, they got that new Unreleased Tupac out now.
Huh?
They got Unreleased Tupac. I don't know if it's an album or what out.
Out of my way.
Oh, that's the shit. That's the shit Scratchman gave to his cousin.
One of my guys, one of my Facebook page, two of my guys, they got them out. They were playing it.
Oh,
one
wow.
played on his DJ show last night.
The song that I be playing?
Uh-uh.
They play a little bit is on the internet. It's on YouTube.
Yeah, two
right,
of them.
It's
on an album.
Scratch got
about
500 songs. He only listened to a couple of them.
I'm about to tell you what it is.
Hey, shit, I can't do nothing about that. I got something that they want. You know what I'm saying? So why are you tripping?
Scratch got about 500 Tupac songs.
I ain't tripping.
I'm
sure
what
huh? Man.
For them to, hey, 20 songs he gave, that ain't nothing.
Man. Hell well. So be it. I got something that I ain't even put up to play. I think I got about, how many I put in the love the computer, guys. Them motherfuckers are schooled.
Big one of all, man. Big one of all, man.
They got this Oakland Soul. Area soundtrack.
They put it on the soundtrack?
Raise up off these. What they call it? Raise up off these.
Cuts a little bit.
Yeah, ain't you supposed to be, you didn't get paid for this? Because they said this on an album.
Oh, I ain't worried about it. Trust me, I got this when it comes down to all this shit.
Yeah, Scratch got the other 300 songs. He only gave them 200.
I'm like, damn.
You crazy as hell.
Scratch over there by the bankroll. That nigga done only gave him 200.
Don't tell me he done bet the whole catalog on the 49ers.
Oh, hey,
here we go.
I thought we was going.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you like I told Confetti earlier. We only gonna be at home watching one game.
He blew it up.
We only gonna be at home watching one game. Y'all be at home watching four games. Oh, Lord.
Hey,
hold on, let me finish. Man, y'all have been to Cancun, Hawaii, Japan, Jamaica. Y'all could have did all of that during the time when the Cowboys lost. So you could have just been bouncing around the world. Hell, I ain't got nothing else to do. Let's go to Cancun.
And they might
fuck out of here. Hold on. I didn't say that right. Get the fuck out of here.
They might let you in the station. They see you go to the door. They like, nah,
Confetti.
Confetti,
cut it out, bro. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I gotta go back and listen to some tape because I think we made a bet about this. I think we made a bet that the 49ers
get
further than the Cowboys. I'm gonna look for this bet. In the beginning of the year, I say I bet you that the motherfucker 49ers go further than the Cowboys. And you said bet. I'm going to find that shit.
We made the playoffs.
But up? Came in like a champ, went out like a rookie.
Man, you went right out.
Cause I'm saying bye-bye.
Hey, man, how you going to tell shit you going to be on the sideline watching the game with us?
One game. We've been on the sideline watching one game. We played more games than
y'all. Are not the NFC division champs.
It don't matter.
Close.
I'm not a sore loser.
Not the division champs.
When the Cowboys lost, y'all sound like Trump.
And y'all
supporters. Y'all sound like Trump.
Champs.
Oh,
y'all
no. I know
win.
I didn't lose this election. I know I didn't lose this election.
If you don't look like, you don't look,
no way,
you don't sit your ass on the bench with us and chill out.
Fuck out of here, Confetti.
If you don't sit your ass on the bench with us and chill out.
Brad, if you don't cross the finish line, you might as well not have ran the race.
No, nigga, second place ain't nothing but the first loser. That's all good. I ain't even mad. I was mad last night when it happened. I was like, all right, let me go on here and make some mad music. So I made some mad music.
Yeah,
man. I'm
Monday,
over
right?
it. I was over it. Once the music
hey,
starts, man, I'm
Monday,
over
right?
it. I'm like, God damn it. These some bitches
it's
ain't giving me
you
no goddamn money, nigga.
It's mad money.
I'm a 49er fan, so 49er fans get $2,000 a month. Hell yeah, sit it on.
It's mad money.
Ain't that goddamn
you
bad?
Are you mad?
Not no more. Not no more, but evidently you still mad. That's why you been going against me the whole goddamn time. After the goddamn Cowboys lost. So that's
you was Scratch King Kong. Now you act like Scratch the victim, man.
Y'all motherfuckers,
Okay,
crash,
so we gonna start it all over again next year, right?
Hey, we ain't gonna drop this engine. Y'all yesterday looked and thought y'all was gonna do some shit and didn't do nothing. Like you always do. No more
that's
Super Bowl.
Wait a minute.
Big
hold
rings
on,
take
hold
little
on,
rings.
Hold on.
Big rings take little
hold
rings.
Hold on.
Big rings take little
we
rings.
We gonna watch one game. How many games have you watched?
Hey, are you still hurt?
No.
You cry?
This is what it is. Hell no, nigga. But I wish you could see some of the goddamn Cowboy fans. This nigga, he got all this Cowboy shit.
I
wouldn't want to
see y'all lose because I would see all y'all crying.
And put it inside a goddamn trash bag.
This is a great moment of being
and
blind.
And in the trash.
It's a great moment of being blind. I didn't get to see you cry, Scratch. I don't want to see a grown man cry.
You ain't going to see me cry if I was crying, nigga.
But I'm just saying, yesterday was a sad moment. I thought, hey, guess what? Y'all was looking
that,
good.
Bro.
Y'all almost looked like y'all had 17-10. And then
it
I called my father. He said, man, it's over, man.
Come on, man. Why are you?
It was 17-10.
That you don't have. Your team wasn't playing us. So why the fuck are you going through this?
Y'all had a good chance, man. Y'all had a chance,
why are you
man?
Going through this? See, you know
man,
what
you
saying.
Had a chance, man. Everybody on the radio show knew y'all had a chance. Y'all ain't do shit.
Hey, you know the mortar first, right?
Yeah, big rings to big rings.
And before I say anything else, happy birthday to my son, man. His birthday was yesterday on the 30th, man. Happy birthday, E.O.
Oh,
I love you. I know how long.
Believe you, happy birthday to
yeah. That nigga 35. That nigga so easy, like. I'm like, God damn, I got a 35-year-old son.
I got a 30-year-old daughter, bro.
Hey, join the club,
though.
I got two daughters that's 35.
Oh, Lord, well, God bless America.
That's right.
I got two
well,
that's 54.
They better be twins, but...
Nah, they ain't twins.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. That was a beauty. That's a beautiful thing that I look at.
Well, I would tell you, the motherfucker had two girls pregnant at the same time.
Right. That was the first time. That shit happened several times after that.
Hell no.
Oh, this nigga out here with the dick fest. that nigga sit up
there.
You got me humping. Yeah, I'm gonna make that song tomorrow. You got me up in.
Uh-oh.
Up in.
Back then, Scratch, we used to call it batting practice.
Huh?
Back then, we used to call it batting practice.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Today we call it double up. I'm cool. Oh, my
indeed.
God. I could not handle somebody's, we're having a baby.
Yeah, and I used to, I learned them condoms work. I had my first one at 17, the next one at 31. I know one thing, a couple times them condoms popped, though. Them condoms popped, and I was scared.
Nigga,
I was scared.
Got that goddamn pimple. That's like having a fucking key.
I seen a Durex the other day. They put a cucumber inside of it and used a knife to cut the cucumber up. And I don't believe that shit, but they said that's what they could do now.
You said they will?
They had a cucumber inside of a Durex and they sliced it up. And it wasn't no holes in it.
Hell no, the cucumber was in the condiment. I got to call bullshit on that one. They bullshit on that one. I'm not going to say two of my kids was, but when I paid for the world, you know, like me, you kept that one condom in your wallet and dry rotted. He was in there trying to abuse. That was fresh out the box. Wait a minute, hold on.
Niggas don't put condoms in wallets no more.
Hey, that was when I was younger.
They bought the goddamn condoms on the way to the fuckery. You know what I mean?
Airport right there. I grabbed them on the way there.
You go buy the fresh pack off the shelf, like, bam.
Right, right. But I'm saying, nigga,
if you think you
ain't always
more than
here.
Six times, you buy a big pack or whatever, nigga. You get the fuck out of here.
I didn't want people to look at me funny, so I just used to buy the big box. So I only get looked at funny one time.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, I'm being safe. You buy a big box. I thought you said you buy like an extra large. I ain't got to be a nigga to have them, so you wouldn't get looked at funny.
Wait.
No, I bought a big box.
Hey, Jojo.
When they used to sell a big box.
Yeah.
Jojo, check this out.
Yeah.
When I used to go on the motherfucker, like, it used to be called Thrifty. I used to go on a Thrifty.
Oh, Thrifty.
It's called Rite Aid now, but I used to go on a Thrifty, right? And, nigga, I go on get them condoms, nigga. And I be looking like, if it's a nigga at the line, I wouldn't even, if it's just one line over, there's a nigga there, I wouldn't even buy him. I'd just sit there and wait for a minute. Because I used to want to see the girl faces when I put all them goddamn condoms on the goddamn counter. Yeah.
Technically, you know, the skate ring get a bigger size skate than what you get close to half.
This is like, how you doing? How you doing today, sir? Boop.
The only reason
I'm
why
be all right later.
I used to be embarrassed or whatever, you know, people used to look at me funny because people always thought I was younger than I am. You know, and I even, the other day, I sent a picture with me and all my siblings to my daddy, and he was like, how old you was? You was about 17 on this picture, huh? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, Chelsea was 17. I was 28. Like, what the hell you talking about? 17-year-old.
Well, yeah. Oh, excuse me. Wow, I went. I'm getting a little buzz now.
How many of y'all
was going there by two for one?
How many were going there by pads or tampons for their woman?
I swear I can actually say I never ever did that. I was never asked. Oh Lord! I was like.
You know, you get other women holler at you when you do that.
Hey, I'll go in there and pick them up, throw them in the air, play with the motherfuckers and all that, twirl them around, all that.
I mean, that's cool shit. I swear, in my life, I never bought female feminine products. I'm just saying. I mean, I never got asked. You know, I can't get up. My stomach is hurting like a motherfucker. Can you go to the store and give me some, what, these?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. When I was
when I was younger and my sister and was growing up and they wouldn't dispose of that shit the right way, boy, that shit used to make me mad. Leave that shit in the trash.
Oh, wait. You going somewhere else. That we weren't talking about that.
We weren't going there. This nigga done drove the car into the goddamn Hobie's
Inn. I do not want you near me because I can smell the blood. I don't know why.
Ah,
I can smell it. Fuck that shit. Get the fuck away from me.
Cut that shit out. We need not talk about that right now. None of that. That's politically incorrect. We're not talking about that. Fuck that. We ain't talking about
that. Damn, Scrap, you had everybody out there in Vegas, man. You had a corrupt, Kid Frost. Everybody in L.A. was out there this weekend.
Yeah, so. Not like that, but I seen them motherfuckers all the goddamn time. I'm sitting in the cut. I show up when it's time to show up.
Yeah, they needed you DJing. Hell, that DJ was messing up.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't know. Like I said, I'm just in the cut. You know.
Hey, they got hey, Jodeci from California.
Who?
Is Jodeci the group from California?
No, they ain't from California.
New Jersey, New York, I think.
Oh, okay.
No.
I thought he was smart out that way.
No, they probably live out this way now, but they're not from here. That shit on my
nah, they got a reunion thing coming to Dallas. That's why I was asking. I thought they was from California. I always thought that. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's with Charlie Wilson and New Edition.
Right.
Yeah.
Ask them this question. Ask them who wrote majority of their song.
I did.
You say what?
I said if you get a chance, ask Joe to see who wrote majority of their song.
Oh.
Your partner wrote them, huh?
Well, fuck, I don't know. God damn it, I don't know. Shit. If it ain't me, I don't know who it is.
Homeboy, what?
My homeboy comes from majority of their song.
I interviewed him. It's an interview with me and him on the channel still somewhere. But you gotta go back 2 years to find it.
You learn something new every day, old West Radio. Bad Monday. We got a minute and 15 seconds, so you gotta... A minute and 15 seconds to get into the after hour. You know what I'm saying?
So for R. Kelly, too.
323-642-1597. Now you got about 56 seconds, man. Y'all running out of time around this biatch. True West Radio, no matter what. Thank everybody for being on. Everybody that's listening out there. We got a lot of people from Africa and Europe and all kind of people listen to
UK.
Us. Man. Yeah, UK. Okay.
But
yeah,
we're not
so
saying just go beat a motherfucker up for the principal because they owe you money tonight. No.
Well, I guess that's a good damn word to go out on tonight. You know what I mean? True West Radio, man. We'll be back on West Coast Wednesday. And I think I will... I supposed to play them tonight. Everybody forgot, but it's cool. I'll play something on Wednesday. True West Radio. We love you, and we out of here. Off the air. Probably still recording, but off the air. Shit.
Okay, hey. Now back. Oh, hold on. Time out. You owe us. Every day you told us you was going to give us a clue about a song.
Oh, okay.
Nigga, we like 30 in now, nigga, so you might as well go ahead and tell us.
Let me see what clue would I give you. King.
Like King Louis, the marijuana?
No. What was the first couple of clues that I gave
you? You ain't never gave us no clues.
I did.
No, you said I played it tonight. That's what you said.
I gave y'all clues on Friday, didn't I?
Oh, it's been about 3 weeks.
That ain't been no 3 weeks.
It has been a while. Where's Julie at? How long has it been?
I gave y'all a clue on Friday. I gave y'all three clues on Friday.
Yeah, it's been like 2 weeks already.
Supposed to be giving us clues in your hand while you're smoking that blunt. But I was going to give us a clue.
Tell a bitch. Hold on.
If you gave us clues, why would I be asking you this?
Because you probably wasn't online when we was talking about the clues. I said three things. Don't worry about it. I just played them on Wednesday. God damn it.
Did you just randomly throw them out there? Did you randomly throw them out there in the conversation?
No, I told y'all that it was going to I gave y'all the clues. I said this is clue number one.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, what was clue number one?
The song you gonna play, your song, or you gonna play Queen Pac's song?
What did he?
It was something to do with
play Queen Pac's song. See, you got another Tupac. You better play Queen Pac music.
Don't worry about nothing. I got y'all. I'm about to hook y'all up. Yeah, I'm going to hook y'all up.
Anybody heard Buddha Ali tonight?
Who that?
Buddha. Anybody heard from him tonight?
Nope. I ain't heard. Let me see.
He at the house.
He ain't down there at the bar.
Hey, that's how I forgot to ask. So, Moneybagg artist got killed?
Yeah.
Who?
Moneybagg's artist, what's his name? He got killed, Nootski. He got killed. He lucky. What's his name? His cousin Big 30 was with him at an apartment complex and got into it with somebody in Whitehaven, Memphis, and got killed. So now all of them packing up and moving out of Memphis.
You say Moneybagg got killed?
No, his artist, Nootski, his artist, Big 30 and Nootski, they all with Big 30, they signed with CMG. And Nootski is signed under Bread Gang. That's a Moneybagg Yo's label. And they was at an apartment complex and got into it with some dudes, him and Big 30 were, and they got into it with some dudes. Dudes start shooting and killing him. So.
Killed Moneybagg Yo artist.
Yeah, that's Big 30, first cousin, so he already incriminated himself, talking about he going to get some get back, so they going to, something happen, they're going to be looking for him. So, I mean, it's best all them guys, Key Glock and all them packed up and started moving. They know they can't be in Memphis. Memphis, if you don't hang out in Memphis like I did, then it's a whole nother environment. It's a whole nother world.
Nigga, I had fun in Memphis. I was out there, boy. I had a motherfucking.
And Memphis just got each. You got neighborhoods, but in neighborhoods you might have four or five packs of this cat trying to rap and that cat trying to rap, and this one's trying to diss this one to get on, and that one's trying to diss this one. So it's just like you got a north side, north of I-40, and then south of I-40, and South Memphis is south of I-40. And North is, North of I-40, and North Memphis and South Memphis don't get along. And then cats in North Memphis, like you got Frazier and Parkway Village over there where Yo Gotti's from. I stayed up there in, he's on Longmont Drive off in, I forgot the damn name of it now. I think it's so hard.
But Riley, I was in Riley. That's all on the north. And all them different sections don't get along. So you got North Memphis cats that don't get along with each other. The South Memphis cats don't get along with North Memphis. And then South Memphis cats don't get along with each other. And everybody's mad about who put who on. This one ain't put me on. Gotti ain't signed me or Dolph ain't signed me.
Man.
Juicy J's and them ain't signed me. So that's why everybody's at each other's throat about who done got signed. And that's what the young Dolph got killed because the guy who killed him was mad because that was Key Glock's homeboy. And young Dolph signed a guy that guy didn't get along with it, but he didn't sign him. So he got mad that young Dolph didn't sign him, so they went and robbed one of the guys chain that young Dolph signed. That's why they had a piece of the PRE chain. So they like, yeah, nigga, you know, taunting him. So that's how that all transpired, about not getting signed. So they was in their feelings about not getting signed. So y'all go kill this man because he didn't sign you. He signed the ops.
Dallas used to be.
Standing there right there with him, too.
Huh?
You know, Dallas used to be real bad about.
They showed a few pictures with him standing right there with him.
Oh, yeah,
like
he used to be in the video. He used to be at the club. They all ran together. That was Key Glock homeboy. Mm-hmm. That's like Scratch and Scotty being homeboys like that. And then Scotty sitting up there got, and I got a record label, and I signed another one of their homeboys, but I don't sign you. So now you mad at me because I didn't sign you. So you want to kill me because I signed a guy that you don't get along with.
And all that shit is whack as hell, and it's so easy to start your own labels and shit now, and you make more money. Even if you're doing it on your own, you might make more money selling 100 copies than you would selling 1,000 or a few thousand with somebody else.
Well, see, that's the thing about it is people don't know that. People don't know that. But see, and then at the same time, they can start something, but then they don't know how to run it once they get it started.
Right.
So they got to need somebody to help them get it started. And then most of the time, the motherfuckers fuck around, and at the end of the day, they owe more money than they making. Because
with them, they pattern that off, because here's what happened back in the day. Yo Gotti was trying to rap, and Juicy J then wouldn't put Yo Gotti on. And he took it as a slap in the face, like, y'all from North Memphis, and we from North Memphis, and you ain't reaching out to put us on. You putting all the South Memphis, the Gangsta Blue, Gangsta Booze and all of them, you putting all the South Memphis cats on, but y'all from North Memphis. So Yo Gotti did this album back in the day, and this 666, so that's how they had to fall them out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they never
and
got
that
on.
Why I nigga got to put you on? Why I got to be obligated to put you on? You not my bitch.
When the young dog didn't sign to Yo Gotti, him and Yo Gotti fell out because Yo Gotti was letting him open up and do shows, but then he was like, I'm going to sign you. And the dog was like, no, man, you trying to throw me chump chain. So Gotti felt like, oh, nigga, you know, that's slap in the face. I'm trying to put you on. So that's how him and Dolph fell out.
But Dolph dissed Gotti.
Huh?
Or did Gotti diss Dolph? Because I mean,
Gotti,
the songs I heard was,
he had
like,
Dolph at first. So that's why Dolph was like, well, you know.
He was mad at money bag too because he tried to
put him on stage.
Play with me.
Wow.
Play with your bitch, nigga.
Yeah, Dolph and money bag used to hang together.
That's why they tried to blame Yo Gotti for the whole thing. It seemed like he ain't had nothing to do with it this time.
Yeah, they tried to blame Black Youngster because Black Youngster and Dolph had been into it from out there in North Carolina when they shot up his truck.
Man, I forgot about that nigga.
Yeah, so they had that beef, and all that was who was running South Memphis. That's all that was about. That was about Black Youngster saying he runs South Memphis, and they like, no, Dolph like, I run Memphis, and what they call it, like, no, I run South Memphis, and then Gotti's like, oh, how you going to do the king of Memphis? Nigga, you ain't the king of Memphis. I'm the king of Memphis. So everybody wanted to be the king, the king, the king, that T.I. and Lil Flip shit the same way.
All of that shit sound dumb as hell to me. How much
now you got everybody dropping in the city behind that.
if you ain't got the most property on, you ain't the king of shit. If it's not your property, it don't belong to you. You doing all of this for something somebody else owns.
But like
that's
I said,
what
happened
today in Little Rock, what happened today is yesterday the guy, his name is, what do you call it, Jimmy Carl Jackson. He got a label called CTG out of Little Rock. He just got a distribution deal. The Empire gave him 250 racks to put out a project. So he named some artists that he wanted to sign. He said he's going to do one artist first and then come back and get the other one. Well, his girl who got dang it, she got dreads and gold teeth, top and bottom. They call her Cat Daddy. She got mad because he didn't sign her, so she went to dissing him all on social media, like she don't need him, this and that, but then he showed the screenshot where she begging, come by the studio and check me out. I sent my music to you. I really need to sign. I can push it. I can make the Desmond gay community really like it. I'll be better and bigger than Emma, Young M.A. And so he didn't sign, so she dissing. Because everybody wants to be the first out of Arkansas to go major. Everybody. I don't care what side of town you go to. That's why I stopped fooling with them, because they think they're the hardest rapper out. They think that they got to be the first one to be signed to put the state on their back. And that's why they all at each other's throat. When Bankroll Freddie got signed, they got mad. And then Gucci Mane turned around and signed a little 18-year-old. So now everybody been mad. They're like, Gucci didn't get us in CTE. Quality Control didn't get us, so now everybody been mad. So this guy trying to take the whole task of taking a new artist on his back, and now they all at each other's throat. One whole city at each other's throat.
Hey, I'm telling you, they used to be in Dallas. I talked to Griffin. Griffin said, man, he said he had eight artists, right? He said, go meet a new one. He said, man, if this nigga try to slide, they put that nigga in a trunk. The niggas was not, man, they been shooting rappers in Dallas. And I used to be out here like, and, you know, my fan was rap. Nigga, I just learned one thing. Nigga, stay away from the beef, nigga. If you stay away from the beef, you good.
Well, you can't, because look.
But these niggas, huh?
You can't, because look, when you at the video shoot with the Trap Boy Freddie and them and Yellow Beezy, you just trying to get your shine on, even though, you know, you blind. You trying to get your shine on, and you at the video shoot. What if somebody roll up on the video shoot? You see what I'm saying?
Hey, but hold on. You got to realize. Hey, check it out. I done shot videos, a couple of videos of that. The only deal with that shit, and, you know, I was out there with that Oak Cliff video shoot.
Right.
We got there late. Otherwise, I'd have been out there.
But that's
nigga,
a
that
dangerous
was like a hot
place.
Shoot. Hey, nigga, that
yeah,
shit was a hot shit.
Yeah, but it was Yellow Beezy and Trap Boy right there, and people who the ops with this riding with Mo 3, like, hell, y'all just had my, you know, my boy killed. So, hell, it, you know, it ain't no safe environment. They did that
right.
With Boots up there.
You know what I'm saying? On the Oak Cliff, you know, the Trap Boy, yeah, I was out there for the nigga. That was a hot shoot test. Nigga was out there looking like, bruh, you don't know what's going to go. But what I'm saying is
right.
That, like, a lot of these niggas, like, if it used to be one time, if a nigga was getting hot in Dallas, nigga don't have beef with the other side of town, nigga. Die, nigga. And it used to be like, nigga couldn't get hot in Dallas. That's how the hate was so strong. Man, that nigga look like, that nigga would be dead, nigga. Dead. Man, I ain't playing. That was thinking shot.
Woo, shit.
Mm-hmm. You seen when Dolph got killed, they had about eight people got killed within 2 hours after Dolph got killed.
Yep.
And then none of them had nothing to do with it. Even the comedian, he at the mall with his little one-year-old baby and turned around, he made a comment on Facebook, on Instagram, this dad, I ride with Gotti, and they see caught him at the mall and shot him in the baby, killed him with the baby. The baby was laying on the ground, dropped him straight dead.
Yeah. And
they killed the baby too?
No, they shot the baby. The baby got shot, too. But he wasn't called. They say the baby doing good, but he got killed. He wasn't number, 21 years old?
Damn, they shot the baby? Okay, they were shooting him.
What? You think Memphis playing you? If you go on YouTube when Project Pat said, man, in Memphis, we'll knock you down for 200. If they take 200, they're going to shoot your whole house up.
$300 without shit. They got to talk to the guy and tell him go get it. So, see, I feel you. Nigga, see, catch one of them niggas that's water whip. Catch one of them niggas that's water whip. Drop my, hey, I got to drop around the corner. See it, nigga.
I'm telling you.
Let him do
That's why I ain't never went to Dallas like that. All them neighborhoods you talking about, them are some dangerous places.
Yeah, that's helpful.
You know, well, I mean, you know what? You gotta realize I've been in Dallas since 2000, man.
Yeah, Beale Street in Memphis ain't safe no more. That used to be the place where you go. You used to go to Beale Street. We went to Memphis to Beale Street and take pictures and all down to BB King Club. Now they're getting smoked right outside BB King Club in front of the police.
Starting to pop up.
They stole two police guns 2 weeks ago. Then carjacked two police officers on duty in their squad cars, took their vests, their guns, and everything. They caught one of them at a apartment. They took them on duty. They was in their squad car with their pistols, badge, and vests, everything. Told them, come on with it. Stole the chief police gun out of her car 2 weeks ago. Pull it up. He got her shit stolen.
And I tell you one thing, being in the hood, and hey, you think niggas ain't got nothing, you niggas got some fucking heat. Shit. Niggas ain't got nothing. And these niggas got some heat.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Fucking project.
Sound like
86.
They need some U.S. Marshals to help them out. Shit, look like the... Whatever, PD, MPD, I ain't getting it done.
No, the last chief of police resigned. He told him, I can't do nothing. Shreveport police did the same thing. He just resigned. They just got a new police in. They said, I can't do nothing. What y'all want me to do?
Oh, yeah. Shreveport lied, too.
Yeah, the chief, he just resigned. They got a new, the new one just got hired, Thursday or Friday, he just got hired in because the other one just quit. He said, I ain't nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. I can't get my officers. We can't fight no crime. It's too many people. Everybody got pistols now. Everybody got an attitude and everybody got a gun. So everywhere you go, it's the attitude and the gun. So it's just like, okay, who's going to win? Your attitude or the gun?
Hey, check it out. One thing about the street justice, and this thing about everybody is to the street. Niggas know. You know, if your ass don't do something to somebody, and niggas be thinking like, man, y'all fucked up in Dallas. Y'all got to fuck up with that nigga. No, nigga. Niggas in Dallas, we just, you did that nigga something, that nigga do you something. Nah, nigga, we should see you, motherfucker. Shouldn't have been over there fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? You out of line. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is. But I mean, street justice is real. Don't be out there doing no dumb shit. And we be all listening because we be, let me tell you why we listen to the streets. We want to see if a nigga try to say, they just fucking with me. Oh, man, that just happened to me. Nah, nigga. That shit ain't just happened to you. You did something. You robbing. You jacking. You know what I'm saying? You doing something for that shit to happen. Nigga, I be running the streets. Shit ain't just be happening to me.
Right.
And all of a sudden, and then all the other niggas out here running the streets, everybody out here running the streets, and all of a sudden, you a victim. Nick, you a victim because you out there doing something. And I'm not saying that shit just don't happen, but I'm saying 90% of the time, motherfucker is doing something to somebody. We're out of here anyway. Somebody is doing something.
Real motherfuckers will say,
Memphis always been like that, though, and Dallas always been like that from what I heard. That's why a lot of people came down here and went to school. A lot of the musical artists, they got their degrees down here at PV and TSU and stuff.
Are we some of the artists in music?
Yeah, a lot of them, because they just went to school down here to get their education. A lot of
right,
people
but you got to realize, when it comes to going to Houston, like when I got here, you got to realize, 2000, when I got here, Houston was on fire. Dallas wasn't on fire. It was cool to say you was an artist from Dallas. Knicks been putting in work for Dallas to get the position. But I'm saying, when it was cool for Houston, you got to realize, I'm telling you, me being out here, being an artist out here, man, you couldn't look like you going to fly. Because you got to realize, I left Louisiana. Any beef I had growing up a childhood, it's in Louisiana. I was able to get away from it because I moved around. But you got to realize, some of these niggas out here, these niggas still riding with childhood beef. And a lot of these beef, some of these beef got bodies. You know what I'm saying? It's bodies behind these. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this beef. And that's why some of this beef is still, you know what I'm saying? Still stimulating. And these people never left.
Yeah, that shit is crazy, though. That shit is crazy.
But I mean,
tell how so many people had to come down here just to go to school, just to get a regular life for school and shit. The only thing I can say, though, about these places, I like the way they dance, because everybody dance different.
Y'all still in my bad. I'm talking to I'm talking to Magic on the other phone. Y'all still there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord, it sounds boring. My bad. Hey,
I'm
look. Huh?
No, I said they were just talking. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Well, shit, I'm just giving a log off. I'm gonna see y'all on West Coast Wednesday. You know what I mean?
All right.
To West Radio. Yay, yay.